Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is speech. We will return to our devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors. Words Matter, written and read by Reverend Kyle Norman. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. Psalm 51, verse 15. Each morning begins the same. I rise from my bed and stumble into the kitchen to brew my morning coffee. I pass my phone, my computer, and the television. Normally, I am the only person awake, so all is silent. After the coffee and my energy begins percolating, I go to my office, close the door, and begin my time of morning prayer. I close my eyes, take a deep breath, and begin. Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall show forth thy praise. I say this verse slowly, but audibly. There is something profound about beginning the day with such a declaration. I find it significant that the first words out of my mouth are addressed to the Lord. This small act of humble praise sets the course of the day. Praying that God open my lips reminds me that my voice matters. As a follower of Jesus, I am called to use my voice in a certain way. Will I use my words for praise, for adoration, for blessing? Or will the words of my mouth flow in an opposite direction? Scripture has a lot to say about how we speak to one another. As much as we teach children that sticks and stones may break our bones, but words will never hurt us, we know that this is not the case. Our words matter. What is more, our words matter to God. Paul exhorted the Ephesians to, quote, not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. And in case they missed the point, Paul repeats himself several verses later, writing, nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place. Chapter 5, verse 4. God's love, poured into our hearts, is to flow from our mouths. From do not bear false witness to bless and do not curse, the Bible continually discloses God's desire for our words. Our speech is to bear the mark of Christ's love and grace. When we use vile and degrading language, or tell demeaning jokes and sarcasms, we step out of the Lord's will for us. What is more, when such unholy speech is directed to another, either in judgment or ridicule, these words become a stumbling block to someone's acceptance of the gospel. In fact, the book of James states that this failure to keep a rein on our tongues renders our faithful witness worthless. James chapter 1, verse 26. Words matter. Our mouths should be filled with praise. As Christian people dedicated to living our lives in the presence of the Spirit, we ought to use our voices for thanksgiving, intercession, and adoration. Of course, opening our mouths in praise is not simply about the words we use. Opening our lips in praise is also about the intention of our hearts. Our praise flows from what lies deep within our soul. It is out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. This means that using our voice for praise is more a matter of the heart than the tongue. Intersecting faith and life. Jesus calls his people to use their words to bless instead of curse. Cursing means to speak words of ridicule or condemnation, words that tear another down. Cursing is the voice of judgment and unlove. To bless, however, is to say something good, to uplift and encourage, to offer words of support and care. To bless another is to follow in the way of Jesus. How often do we use our voices to say good things? How often do we affirm one's value, goodness, or belovedness? Saying good things about another isn't empty positivity. It is a deeply spiritual act by which we verbally pronounce God's delight for them. Blessing another means that we step away from the tendency to criticize or to nitpick over flaws and imperfections. Instead, we give our voice to the biblical truth that a person is loved and lovable. How might you use your voice to declare this truth in someone's life? As Christian people, devoted to the Lord, we are called to voice our desire for God's will in our lives. With our mouths, we declare our love for Jesus, our dependence upon the Spirit, and our adoration of God Almighty. Doing so brings transformation in our lives. When such declarations are constantly on our lips, the actions of our lives begin to follow suit. So the next time you wake in the morning, as you wait for your coffee to brew, take a breath and speak the words that will start your day aright. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For further reading, read James chapter 1, verse 26, Luke chapter 6, verses 43 to 46, and Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 32.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.